Thanks for tuning in for the Book Club at 91.7 on this Saturday morning. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along. And glad to have on the phone with me the best-selling author Robert Crace, who is returning with his newest novel called The Promise. It's an Elvis Cole and Joe Pike novel, 16th, I think, in the series. It's Robert's 20th novel in overall, but love his stories and love the action he brings to my reading. Robert Crace, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
I wanted to ask to begin with, I've been a fan for a while and all the way back to the first Elvis Cole, Joe Pike novel. Did you ever imagine that these two that would still be in your life here 16 novels in?
Mark, when I wrote that first novel, The Monkey's Raincoat, if you had told me I would have 20 novels on my shelf, I'd have thought you were nuts. The things that have happened have floored me. I feel so fortunate to have found my readership, but I never anticipated things would grow as large as they have.
Now, you started out writing scripts for television with some very notable programs, and I was wondering how that transition from television into writing novels came. I mean, it seemed like a natural progression, but what pushed you over the edge there, Robert?
Well, When I was a baby writer, I wanted to write everything, you know, short stories and TV and movies and books and you name it, comic books, plays. I just wanted to write and tell stories. But I got involved in TV. I was very fortunate. I was also very young, and I had a great time writing for some terrific shows. You know, those things, all the cop shows, Cagney and Lacey and Hill Street Blues and Quincy and Beretta and Miami Vice and on and on. I feel like a Trivial Pursuit answer for 80s TV. But by the way, I think of those days now as my writing school. I mean, they were wonderful shows staffed by very, very talented writers. And there were shows that were heavy on dialogue and characterization and multiple storylines and on and on. And that's really where I learned to write. But part of me wanted to do my own thing. You know, TV's collaborative. I was a huge fan of crime fiction. I've been a crime fiction addict since I was a teenager. And I wanted to create my own detective in my own world, so to speak, and that's really what was the impetus to create Elvis Cole and Joe Pike and launch a novel career.
Well, the new book, The Promise, is an Elvis Cole and Joe Pike novel, but it has a couple of characters from your last novel that was not Elvis Joe novel. That's LAPD K-9 Officer Scott James and his German Shepherd Maggie, who have also entered in to this novel. What's it like having these characters whose lives intersect?
Well, for me, it's like being Walt Disney in Disneyland. you know, the reason they're here is that when I was writing Suspect, the last book, that's the book that in which I created Scott and Maggie. I mean, I never intended to bring them back. When I began that book, I was trying to write a book about people and dogs, and this officer and his dog, and explore the bond between them and how special that bond is that we have with our dogs. Thing is, as I was writing the book, I fell in love with them. To me, that relationship is so interesting and so moving because of its purity, that I did not want to let it go. And I knew, even before I finished Suspect, that perfection for me would be finding a way to have their paths cross with Elvis and Joe. If I could only come up with the right story and put all four characters in it, I would end up with a heck of a crime novel and a thriller. And that would be the ideal way for me to spend a year of my time being with those four characters and watching them play together. And I think I was able to do that with The Promise.
Well, I think in The Promise you do a wonderful job of really seamlessly introducing all these characters to each other. And I love how they interact because of all those personality traits that we enjoy about Elvis Cole and Joe Pike. And, of course, Scott and Maggie have their own personalities. And it's I love just the interaction amongst the characters. And I remember reading an interview somewhere where you said something about learning about the characters while you write them. Is that what happens? You learn more about the characters and you don't know where they're going until they're under your pen?
Well, quite often. In a different, usually when I by the time I begin a book, I've thought about the characters so much that I have a pretty good idea about them. But it really isn't until you're actually writing the novel and writing the scenes and the lines, and that's when you're most submerged in that character's head. When they begin to come to life, actually there on the page, when you hear them breathe and you hear the meter in their voice and the tone in their language, then they open up and you learn even more. Even if you thought you knew everything, you learn even more. And that's when it becomes really interesting and really fascinating, because sometimes they'll give you things that will turn the entire story. Sometimes they'll give you things that change the entire meaning of what you're doing. And that's one of, frankly, my personal pleasures in writing novels and why I do this for a living, because it's an ongoing, alive act. And it isn't over until the book is printed and, you know, readers read it. But until then, I'm constantly learning about the characters. And when I write the next book, whatever the characters are, you know, Elvis, Joe, Scott, Maggie, whoever shows up, even though I've already written all these books, I'll learn still more. And I think as long as those characters stay fresh for me, they'll hopefully stay fresh for my readers, too, and we'll just continue to enjoy their stories.
Talking with Robert Crace, his newest novel is The Promise, an Elvis Cole and Joe Pike novel that also includes LAPD K-9 Officer Scott James and his German Shepherd Maggie, who are the stars of his last novel, The Suspect. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. And as I was looking at your website, Robert, I noticed that Maggie has taken on, has become quite a star on her own. Did you, as you were doing research for K-9 cops like Maggie, learn about that, you know, how special that bond is between their handlers and the dogs?
Well, I did learn how special that bond is, but I certainly never anticipated that she would become as popular as she has. I mean, you know, literally the joke for me became if I'd known she would be this popular, I'd have written her 20 years ago. I think the reason she's as popular as she is, and so many people came to her and came to the book, is because I treat her realistically. You know, I treat her as a real dog. She's not a cartoon dog. She's not Scooby Doo. I try to portray her realistically, to the best of my ability, based on our current understanding of dog cognition and dog perception, and, you know, why dog behavior, why dogs do what they do, and the roots of the bond that develops between people and their dogs. And what I think happened is when people read the books and they read those scenes between Scott and Maggie and the Maggie scenes, they actually see their own dogs. They understand that that Maggie is real. She's real through their dogs, and as they feel for their dogs, they feel for Maggie, and that's the ultimate compliment to me, because that's what I wanted to achieve. I wanted her to be real, and I think people feel that she is.
Well, obviously, there's the I Love Maggie photo album on your website with all the dog fans wearing their dog tags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the publisher came up with this wonderful promotional item that we have little pet tags that say I Love Maggie, and they were sent out to the stores where I'm going to be doing events and other places, I guess, to raise awareness for the book. But But suddenly, booksellers and fans and readers started putting them on their dogs, on their cats. Women started wearing them as jewelry, you know, like as earrings and on their bracelets. And they're sending me these pictures, and the pictures are fabulous. So we decided to start posting them on the website.
Well, with the promise I mentioned a little bit earlier that this is, the 16th Elvis Cole Joe Pike novel, I think. How has Elvis Correct. Changed? How have Elvis and Joe changed over the course of those novels? I sense some small changes, but I'm curious, from your perspective as the author, how they've changed.
I think they've changed quite a bit, actually. I mean, not they still do what they do. Elvis is still the funny guy. Joe is still, the strong, silent type. But I'm not the same person today as I was 20 years ago when I wrote the first novel, The Monkey's Raincoat. You know, we change, we evolve. We're, you know, life influences us. As I'm different, since I'm the guy writing the book, those reflections show up in Elvis and Joe and the other characters. I think, the books are the canvas I paint these pictures on is broader now. Hopefully, it's more interesting now. Elvis is smarter now. His maturity level has changed a little bit. The types of stories I choose to tell has changed, and I think they reflect what's going on in the world around us. The stuff we see every day. I mean, you know, the underlying premise of The Promise grows out of all this craziness we see every night on the news with, you know, ISIS and terrorism and these lunatics, suicide bombers and all this insanity. And I think across the country, I know I feel there's this growing frustration with this madness. You know, why can't we stop this? Why isn't this being stopped? You know, how do we solve this problem? And it manifests in this character I've created, Amy Breslin, a woman who's missing. She's a single mom, and her son was a young guy in his 20s who was a young journalist, and he's one of many people killed in a terrorist bombing in Nigeria, of all places. And you know, a year has passed, and no one can give Amy answers. No one can explain this, and she's grieving. And now, when the book opens, she's disappeared, and her boss fears that, you know, because she's vulnerable, people are taking advantage of her, and her boss hires Elvis Cole to find her. And I think Amy reflects what's going on in the world today, this frustration that we all feel and this need to make sense of this madness. All the books come from our world.
I love how early on in the book you are talking about Elvis Cole and Elvis is musing to himself, well, maybe if I had said something right then, things would be different. And I loved as a reader going through the rest of the book to see, well, what changed and what was the change? I had that little sense of foreboding, but I understood when it came to the character of Amy that really there were many different ways she could go and... I think you bring it all to a wonderful conclusion in the end. It's a pretty thrilling journey that she takes.
Thank you, Mark. See, it's my business to keep you guessing.
yes, and you do it well. But, a great story. Now, was there anything in the story that you wanted to be sure to bring to the public when it came to considering all these issues that we see on the television news every night? What were you hoping in The Promise that people might start thinking about?
Well, first of all, to acknowledge that these human feelings we have are valid and important. Oftentimes when we're watching the news, we get conflicting stories. And then everything is, you know, one person or another, things are always being spun to us. Like the news is being manipulated as if we're not smart enough to figure out what's really going on ourselves. And I think that adds to the growing frustration and confusion that people have. And I think ultimately, in books like mine, Elvis Cole is there to assure us that... there is a way to make sense of these things, you know, that we can deal with these tragic things in our lives. I mean, that's his purpose in all the books. Elvis is the guy who tries to make things right. And I think as readers, certainly in our entertainment, you know, that's what we want. We want that assurance. And that's what Elvis does.
Well, I appreciate your time, Robert, and as always, love the book. Thank you very much for being on the Book Club at 91.7.
Mark, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Robert Crace, his newest Elvis Cole Joe Pike novel is called The Promise. You can find it where books are sold and learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. And you should check out his website and those I Love Maggie photos. They are a hoot. This is the Book Club at 91.7. You've been listening to the Book Club at 91.7. Technical director for the show is Rick Andrus. Producer is Kevin Reynolds. Assistant producer is Catherine Cunningham. Web guru is Jim Noland. And I'm Mark Purcell. Next time, you'll learn about an amazing woman who history's long overlooked. Sonia Purnell will tell you about Clementine, the life of Mrs. Winston Churchill. And bestselling author of the Kinsey Millhone Private Eye series, Sue Grafton, talks about the latest installment, X. I hope you'll be here, too, for the next Book Club at 91.7. Stay tuned for Weekend Edition next on WVXU, and have a great Saturday.